You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We're here with each day. We've got Gretchen with us. How are you, Gretchen?
I'm doing good today. How are you, Alan?
I'm going very well too, thank you. Now, this is a program. I thought, having interviewed each for a couple of years, I would have thought I'd just about covered every sort of program they had. But I've never heard of this one, and it's called the Storm Recovery. Tell us a little bit about it, please, Gretchen.
Okay. Well, last June 2021, the region was severely impacted by storms, as you might know, being in the community here.
Yep.
And the government, in its wisdom, saw the need coming into, we're almost going to have the anniversary in June, saw the need for a well-being program in the community.
So it's mainly to do with counseling counsel people?
Can counsel people. We meet people in the community where they're at. So absolutely, there's a counseling component to it.
Some people don't like that word. So there's also well-being component to it. We can do referrals. We can do, basically anything that will help make somebody's day easier.
Because, they hit pretty bad, didn't they? And
yeah.
We had the mayor at the time on from the Shire, and it was not only, we have storms, but this was sort of traumatic, wasn't it? The devastation was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it destroyed people's homes. So, it was definitely a traumatic event. Disaster, maybe we would say. I don't know if we'd go that far, but definitely a traumatic event for a lot of people who lost their homes.
Well, it's not only that. Some people couldn't get out for a few days, could they?
And
lost bits of their houses and all sorts of stuff.
They actually lost power, and some people up in the ranges lost the power for a month. So that can be really impactful on somebody's mental health and well-being.
All right, so obviously the state government, I presume it's a state, but we won't talk about governments because it doesn't matter which one it was. One of them saw that there is an ongoing problem with people.
Yeah.
Now, is it a short term? Is this program only going to be around for 6 months, 12 months, or so far as an ongoing program?
We are funded until January 2023 at this point.
And next year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. All right. So I'm affected by it.
Yeah.
So, and I come to each
and
I say, I'm not going very well.
Yeah.
So what happens from that point onwards?
Well, we would do an assessment and ask you some questions.
Do I have to come into you, or do you people go out, or do you do it remotely, or how do you do it?
We are doing some door knocking, as I understand right now, but mostly, I'll give you the numbers at the end of the program.
Yep.
You would call into us, and then you would get intake, and then talk to an intake worker, and they would book an appointment to see.
So they would then book an appointment for me to come down to each and talk to people.
Oh, no, we'll go out too. I'll go out and talk to you.
So you go out.
I'll meet you where you are, yeah.
That's what I was trying to get at. Right,
yeah.
So you come out and maybe by now my house is still a bit of a mess and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So what do we sit down and start to talk about? As soon as you walk in the door, apart from saying, hello, Alan, things are really tough. So what happens from there on in?
Okay, well, I'm going to sit down and have a cup of tea. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you that, this is a safe, non-judgmental space. And we're going to talk. It's usually client-led. Like, how's your day going? We're just going to start there. How's your day going?
Right. And so I say, not bad today, but I just feel lousy.
Yeah. And I kind of prod that a little bit and say, why are you feeling lousy today? Have you been feeling lousy for a while? Just kind of ask some questions.
Are you finding, as you're doing these, are you finding there's a common theme between a whole lot of the people, or are you finding that everybody's got their own individual problems?
Well, I think what we're finding is there's a common theme with people that were insured and they are trying to rebuild, and they're just so frustrated dealing with all these insurance companies. And
mainly with insurance companies or trying to get permits to rebuild?
Yeah,
or what?
Everything. They're just frustrated with the process.
Right.
And then we have other people who didn't even have insurance and that were impacted. So, and their homes were flooded and they lost everything. So it's just a whole different range of what their needs may be.
You don't advocate on behalf of the people. So if I say to you, oh, the insurance company has been awfully slow and I can't do this and can't, do you intercede with that at all, or do you just tell me how to go about it?
We actually have financial counselors also within each that have been allocated money for storm recovery. So they will sit down with you and talk with you. And I know that they've been advocating with the insurance companies.
Yep.
So
you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And I have Gretchen with me from each, and we're talking about a new program that they've got going, which is storm recovery. We're past that. Gretchen, you say you offer social support. In what way do you offer social support in the program?
What we're trying to do is make connections.
So I'll come out and I'll have a cup of tea with you, a cuppa, as you guys would say.
A cup of tea?
Yeah, a cup of tea. So we'd have a cuppa. You know, just have a chat and try to find a program, maybe another program each is running that would connect you with the community. Just, it would depend on your need. So we could refer you on to social supports that each provide.
So you do a bit of that too, do you? Sending on to maybe groups that have been established for some time. Like it may be social interaction the person needs. So you'd move them on or suggest that they join X, Y, or Z, would you?
Yeah, or we may even, if we find enough people that want to have a storm recovery group, we could apply maybe for a grant to get a group together, you know, once a month or biweekly or something like that. But we, since the program is so new, we're still trying to figure out and navigate.
So you're not limited to anything, really, are you?
No, not right now. So we're navigating the needs of the community.
Gretchen, how do you deal with, and I've heard this happen before, that a person's, this house gets demolished, whether it be by a bushfire or in this case a tree falls on it, the one next door, the same thing happens. And I'm told that very often the person whose house is almost untouched still feels a lot of trauma, that they feel, I don't know what they feel, but I've heard them, people saying, well, we should feel happy, but we don't. Everybody around us has lost everything, but why are we saved? So how do you deal with that?
Well, that's false positivity. And I think when you're telling somebody they should feel happy, you're not acknowledging how they, where they're at and how they feel. So we have to acknowledge where they're at and how they feel. Everybody's going to react differently. It just depends on past experiences. So everybody's going to react differently to the trauma.
But also, if your house is saved, or it's the only one in the street that's saved, then well, you need to feel over the moon, but you shouldn't get depressed. But I'm told that some of those people do get depressed themselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There would be maybe a little bit of survivor guilt there, that I'm seeing all the people around me that this happened to, and I'm feeling the emotions of the storm, yet I have everything. So why am I feeling these emotions? Why am I feeling depressed? And that's absolutely a time to reach out.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so well-being support. What sort of support do you offer under that under the well-being? Apart from going out and talking to people, what sort of ongoing support would you offer in sort of in well-being?
Well, when the research done on traumatic events, we've realize that when an event first happens, people are in crisis mode. So they're not taking care of their health. They're not taking care of their well-being.
Yep.
And then they go into grief and loss mode, which, you know, they're grieving what was lost in the storm. And now,
even material things?
Yeah, such as material things, absolutely. If I would be devastated if I lost some of my material things. So, yeah, absolutely. And now they're in endurance mode, where this is the time where the burnout can happen, where you can get overwhelmed. And
why? Because they've spent all their emotions sort of
surviving.
Surviving.
Yeah. Yep. Just all those emotions trying to survive what's happened with the storm. And you have different types of people. You have people that this was a one-off event that were affected, and it was a very traumatic form. And then you have people that were already had trauma. So this just added another layer of trauma to their existing trauma.
So one of the things that does happen in the Dandenongs and around all these hilly areas is that very often there's bushfires. So
yep.
I guess some of the people will, after a bushfire or a traumatic incident, will up and sell out and say, I don't want to be up here anymore. But I guess a lot of people, it's their whole lives, so they would stay there. So how do they just, does their grief just keep building every time there's a traumatic event?
I would say if they have multiple traumatic events, that it would be complex trauma, and that might trigger, if they had had a prior event that had happened, it might trigger feelings from that event that happened previously.
Because I would think there'd be still people living in the hills all around this area that were involved in Ash Wednesday, back as far as that, I would suspect, because there hasn't been everybody sold out, have they?
Yeah. No, I would suspect that too. I haven't come across that personally, but I would suspect that also. So the people that didn't leave their homes and then this happened. And, you know, and those people might not even know that they need to reach out for support. They don't know how overwhelmed they are. Right. You can be so overwhelmed and shut down that you're not even being able to do daily tasks.
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah. If you think about it, if you got overwhelmed at work,
yep.
and you left here and you had enough and, you know, you were in a huff, you're not going to make good decisions when you walk out that door. You're not going to be able to make decisions sometimes, you know, and then you start your car and you're just overwhelmed. And I think when people are overwhelmed, they need quiet. And that's where a space we have.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing too is that if they have been overwhelmed over a couple of issues, the third one coming along could just be the thing that knocks them over.
That could be the thing that knocks them over. And it is so important to just reach out and remove that stigma of, okay, this is a mental health issue. Because sometimes it can just be about your well-being. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a mental health issue. Absolutely, we can offer intense counseling if you need that. But we can also offer, you know, do you need, what will make your day better today? Do you need me to take you to a doctor's appointment? What do you need from me to make your day better?
Oh, that's terrific. Gretchen, what sort of emotions or what range of emotions would you expect somebody that's been through this event? We'll say that they haven't got anything in their past. We'll just hope that they've had a happy life up to now. Everything's gone well, but all of a sudden that great storm hit. What sort of emotion? If I was listening today, I guess I'll put it this way. If I was listening today and I want to know that the emotions I'm feeling are quite acceptable, what sort of emotions could I feel from this event?
I'm actually glad you asked me that question because...
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. You can feel sad for the loss and grief, but one of the hidden emotions of this is anger.
When you say anger, is it why me or
it can be, or just, you know, why me, or just when you're overwhelmed, like we were talking about earlier, that can also lead to anger. Yep. So I think that's something we don't talk about enough with trauma and events that happen, is we don't talk about emotions a lot, and we're trying to change that. So
One of the things that I'm wondering, and I don't want to, I guess this may be getting out of our field, but have you come across where the emotions have become so bad that's actually splitting up families just because of one event?
Yep. And, you know, you got to think that maybe there was something there before, but, we've come across that. This event has broken up families, yes.
Well, I suppose this again is a bit unfair, but do you ever find the situation where the wife has one set of emotions, or partner, whatever, I only use wife for wife, has one sort of emotions where the other partner has got another set of emotions altogether?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or maybe even disagreements on the way to rebuild or the way to live, or, you know, I don't want to live here anymore versus I'm not moving, you know. So absolutely. And there's room for, you know, for us to step in there and counsel. And
when you talk about the counselling and that, does that involve children or how low down on in the age group do you go?
Our organisation, we do not do children. We try to empower the parents with the skills needed for the children. But we are seeing there's some funding now, I think, through the council that they're providing some programs for the children that were affected by the storm.
Yeah, because very often they don't have the way to express their anger and all that, do they?
In words. You would think they're just having a tantrum because, you know, they can't have a cookie or something, and maybe that tantrum is because of some emotion they can't express.
And I guess the one thing that you mentioned before, and I'm going to ask you how it happens, but I don't know how people would do. So somebody's up there, and I know there are a few people up there, and they're totally uninsured. Like the insured person, while they might have arguments with the insurance company and they're not paying enough and rah, 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 rah.
Yeah.
What about the ones who have just not got any insurance? What happens to those sorts of people?
From my understanding, I wasn't up here early enough to know what had happened.
Right.
But from who I've been working with, there was the government did provide some funding, probably not as much.
Not as much to rebuild.
To rebuild as they need, but they did provide some emergency accommodation.
Yep.
So I know that was provided at the start, but, you know, resources are short.
And the trouble is with when you give people, like, emergency accommodation, that governments, and I'm talking about governments on both sides, I don't want to be accused of being political at all, but after a while they say, well, enough's enough, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they'll put you up in a motel or something, then they'll say, well, sorry, we're not going to put you in a motel for the rest
absolutely.
Of your life.
Absolutely, and that happens with the insurance companies too. They'll say, oh, we're only, you know, providing shelter for X amount of time and the rebuild's not finished. So it happens on both in both socioeconomic groups. Mm. So, yeah.
And I guess it's worse on those that are uninsured, aren't they? Because at least the person who's got the got the insurance, they can get the house to some sort of stage. It may not be ultra livable, but very often they can get into a house. Yeah. Where if you've got no money, I don't know where you go.
Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you fine? I touch this very gingerly because I really don't want to be seen to be bashing with councils because we have a good relationship with the council. But do you find that some of them are having difficulties, like trying to get permits to rebuild, or is that just going through fairly easily?
I'm not sure about that. I haven't worked that side. Yep. That would probably be more a question for the residents.
Yep.
But certainly that would be something to explore if they call in to our organization
to see.
Yeah.
And as I don't want to be knocking councils anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So you say you do referrals. So we'll go back. I ring you up and you get me in and I say, look, the whole thing's terrible, rah, 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 and I'm not feeling happy. What sort of, how would you work out, first of all, what referrals I need and what sort of agreements with what organisations do you have to refer me to it?
This is where I work my social work magic.
Yep.
And I do my assessment.
Yep.
And I figure out where the gap is and your needs.
Yep. Meaning, I might have four or five needs, I might not.
Yeah. So sometimes, let's say it was drug or alcohol, I could refer you within each organization. If it was financial, I could refer you within our organization.
Yeah, because you're not financial counselors.
Yeah. If it was housing, we have housing programs we work with, and I can always, if I don't know immediately where to refer you, I can always research and get back to you and give you an answer.
So do you find that what I just said, though, that you might have to refer the person to three different places? Like, I might need someone to talk to me and counsel me, I might need someone financial help, or I might need other things?
Yeah, that happens all the time, so...
Christian, you've worked in this field for a while, not in the storm recovery, but in this area.
Yeah.
Do you very often find that after a traumatic event that a person could turn to alcohol, gambling, and some of those things?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yes. You're in a high... After trauma, the impacts of trauma, that stress, that acute stress... It, like I said, if you're overwhelmed, you can have, if you don't turn to a healthy coping mechanism, then you may turn to an unhealthy coping mechanism. And that's where the alcohol and the drugs.
That would be sad too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, So not only have you started off with a problem,
yeah.
but if you turn to alcohol or drugs or, yeah. Or gambling, then all yeah. of a sudden you might have two problems or three problems.
That's right. And so that's why it's really important to get the word about our program out to the community. And that's what we're really trying to do.
So I guess when we're talking today, anybody who is feeling any of these emotions that we're talking about, whether it be anger or sadness or anything like that,
yeah.
they really need to get hold of you earlier than later, because it's yeah. probably not going to get better by itself, is it?
No, it's not. And so, yeah, it's so important to talk about these events.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would highly suggest reaching out. Yeah. And we're not going to judge you. And even if you've never had to reach out before, we'll meet you where you're at.
That sounds fair to me. Gretchen, you mentioned service navigation. What does that mean? I don't quite understand what that means.
That basically means if we refer you to a different service, sometimes there's paperwork and, red tape to get into that service, and we'll help you navigate that.
All right. So if you sent me off to, send a link or something like that, because that can also be very overwhelming too, can't it?
Yeah, that's right. If you're already overwhelmed, that might not be something you're capable of doing.
So if I went there, got the paperwork and brought it back, and you could help us with that part of it.
Absolutely.
I guess the other thing too that we've touched on, emotions and anger and all sorts of emotions, I guess there are two things. First of all, you've got to recognise it, but then you need to make the decision to come to people like yourselves too, don't you?
That's right. And it's so important to do that and remove that stigma. Like I said, even if you just want to come one time, have a cuppa, and see if you feel better after having a chat.
Yep.
And then you can decide whether it's for you or not. But
would you find that people do that? They come along to you and say things like that, but then as you're talking to them, as they start to open up, they start to realise that, hey, I do have some problems.
Absolutely. And they may not recognise it. They may recognise it as, I'm stressed out, I'm angry, I don't know why. But... Yep. That's why it's so important to identify those emotions and then reach out.
Yep. So I guess we're going to take another break very shortly. And after that, if you'd have your pen and paper ready,
yep.
Gretchen will give you the details as to how you can get hold of them, the phone numbers and websites and all that sort of stuff. And I guess maybe some people haven't got computers at the moment because they lost them.
That's right. And so they can just reach out to us. I'll give you the each phone number, then reach out to somebody in intake.
Yep.
Just pick up that phone.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
Yep.
And I guess one of the things that we should stress is that people shouldn't just be sitting at home suffering alone, that there are opportunities out there to be helped, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's very important to normalize this too, that this is normal to have these emotions after the storm. So it's not, you're not, there's not something wrong with, you need extra support, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you, yeah. And I can understand that. And I guess the other thing is too that it's not only a case, I mean, you talk about coping strategies.
Yep.
I guess that's one of the things that you need to impart to people too, isn't it? That it's not just a once-off, let's talk about the weather today and hope things are going to get better, because it might not get better tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. And then if you have another event or if you start being triggered by weather, what to do when that happens. Yeah. We can also help you with that.
I suppose, and I don't know, but I'm going to ask you this and you might not have an answer. What happens if you're up there and you've lost half your house or you've lost all your house and then we start to come into winter again this year, you'd almost get fearful, even if it wasn't a day of high wind and all that, wouldn't you? You could almost be excused for feeling, well what's going to happen here again too, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be normal. That would be a range of normal feelings, and we can provide coping mechanisms for that if you're feeling that
because
way.
Because we're complex human beings, aren't we?
We absolutely are.
We've got tons of different emotions that we come up with.
And we don't talk about emotions enough. And we have so many different emotions. I think we're emotional beings operating with, we think we're thinking beings, but I think we're emotional beings that think.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing is too that You might not know about some of the emotions. I mean, we all know about love emotion and, you know, if something goes wrong at work and all that.
Yeah.
But we're not just talking necessarily about normal emotions here, are we? I mean, it was a big event.
That's right. That's right. It was a big event. So emotions like these can be expected. Yep. So I just want to emphasize and normalize that. So,
Richard, we've heard quite a bit about the storm recovery today from you. And it's a program I'd never heard of. So it's really great that you came along. But we're sitting at home or we're starting to think that maybe the reactions that we're having, we really do need a bit of help. So what about some phone numbers, websites and all that, please, Christian?
Absolutely. Do not hesitate to pick up the phone and call us at 1-300-003-224.
Now, just before we go on, Christian, is this going to cost the people anything?
No. It's an absolutely free service.
A short emphasize that.
Yeah. Yep. And they can also go to each.com.au.
Which one?
Each.
E-A-C-H?
Yeah, .com.au.
Yep.
If they don't want to make the call. So either way, I'll repeat that number. It's 1-300-003-224.
Yep. And apart from your website, do you have a Facebook page?
We do have an Each Facebook page, but not a storm-specific page.
No link on it, though?
Yeah. I'm not aware if we do or not. I would say maybe. I'm not aware. Yeah.
Oh, that's fair enough. No, yeah. I thought you might have. Some, I know with quite a few of Each programs, they do. They have, have a website.
Yeah, we haven't created a specific one yet.
So if you go to each.com.au, you'll find out more about the program.
Yep.
And you can also contact and lay out what your problem is if you go onto that website?
Well, you'll go to intake and then they'll get your information and then I'll call you. So, and make an appointment, see what you want to do. If you want to come to me or I'll come to you, whatever's needed.
If they're going to come to you, we haven't covered this, where are they going to have to come to?
I have an office in Yarra Junction. So that's where my...
Because Each have got a program down there in Yarra Junction, haven't they?
Yeah, but actually I have a client I meet in Boronia, so I'll go wherever there's an Each, if it's near your work or... So we're very flexible.
Oh, that's good. Now, the other thing that we've touched on it a couple of times, we do need to get people to understand that any emotion they're feeling, no matter what it might be, could just be natural.
Yeah.
And therefore, if they're feeling overwhelmed or they're finding it hard to cope with the situation they're in, and I'm sort of thinking a bit that if we get, not hopefully we won't have storms like we did last year, but if you're a bit traumatised and you've really got just a whole lot of howling winds and rain just in a normal winter, you could still bring back some trauma, couldn't it?
Absolutely. It can bring back it can be a trigger for what had happened in June 2021, and you can find yourself reliving that state you were in when it happened in the first place. So you can go back to that survival mode.
Yeah. Gretchen, you're a professional in this. How long before you could say, well, it's not going to affect me anymore? Like, if you got help now or if you got through it now, like, could 5 years' time something trigger it again or 10 years, or is that just not the way it goes?
No, we don't put any time limits on mental health. So I couldn't tell you because every single individual is so different in the response to this event that I just couldn't tell you. So
I guess that's probably one of the downsides, isn't it? Because you can't just say, well, one thing fits all, because it doesn't, does it?
You can't. It's got to be a very individualized approach, I think.
And that could be make it very hard too for the people listening, but also for people like yourselves.
I think we're trained to go in and, like I said, find that gap and see what that person needs.
Yep.
So, I think that as long as we're feeling that need or that gap, and then we empower the person. It's up to them if 5 years from now they start noticing, okay, I'm getting angry a lot more, quickly, to seek support at that time.
Because, I don't think we covered this before, but it can also impact on family relationships too, can't it?
Absolutely.
Any traumatic event like this?
Oh, yeah. If you're angry, you're going to be angry with the people closest to you.
That's the unfortunate part with anger, isn't it?
Right.
It's bad enough if a situation creates you to feel like that, and it's bad enough for it to be if it's somebody else, but very often you take that emotion home with you, don't you?
Yes, you do, and it can affect every aspect of your family life as well. So, yeah.
And you very often hear that some of the family traumas that are at home aren't necessarily caused by home, but home's the one you could lash out most,
that's
which
right.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't, absolutely not, but that's where you're comfortable, and that's where, you know, you can put on this facade to the public, but it's going to come out somewhere. So
You drop it home. Yeah. All right, so it's 1300-003-224. It's 1300-003-224, or you go to EACH, or one word, .com.au, and go on to intake, did you say?
And they'll put you into our intake workers who will get you through to me. So
sounds terrific.
Yep.
All right, Gretchen, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
No worries. We always enjoy having someone from each.